And we going live on 3, 2. Ya tú sabes cómo es. Yo, que lo que mi gente, how we doing? Man, it's so beautiful outside this summer. It's so amazing just being around the heat. You know how us Caribbeans we do, you know? So we're doing this project of solo podcasting. Let's see if I can take you into a journey by myself. And I want to hear your comments. And so, first off, for those people who are new to the podcast and don't really know me, my name is Joel Ruiz. Born and lived in the Dominican Republic for 9 years. Was born in the Dominican Republic. And came to the United States in 2003, and ever since then I grew up throughout New York. I lived in several different places such as Washington Heights, Queens, and the Bronx. Never got to live in Brooklyn though, so shout out to my people in Brooklyn, the Big BK. Anyways, so then I decided, yo, bro, facts. Being in New York is a struggle, but, you know, it builds you up. Anyways, but now I live in Utica. Shout out to Utica. And shout out to, you know, all of Central New York and pa mi gente in Buffalo, too. Shout out to all of you guys. And all the people throughout the states, man. And all my Dominicans. And, you know, all my Dominicans who are everywhere, bro. Yo, Dominicans. Dominicans are such interesting creatures, man. Because they're so happy. They're so genuine. But then, you know, they also slick. So you gotta be careful, you know. Anyways. But most Dominicans are wonderful people. Like, at least 75% of the population. And I think that goes throughout, you know, most of society. I guess there's a decent amount of good and evil throughout society. I mean, you think it's like the yin and yang? Do you think that society is meant to always have a certain amount of evil within it? Where does even evil come from? You know? Like, are kids born evil? They learn to be evil? And what is evil? What is evil? Is stealing evil? Even if you're hungry? I don't know. Is betraying somebody evil, even if you gotta save your own life or the life of other people? I don't know, bro. It's like Che Guevara. I wonder if he got betrayed. I mean, he probably did. But history is such a unique concept. Such a unique... It's important for us to learn about history and learn our history, where we come from, and learn the history of humanity, because you have to understand, for you to understand the present, you have to be able to understand the past. And once you understand the past, you're able to see, okay, I understand where we are, I understand where we have been, I understand where we are now. And now I can see into the future. So don't be just a roaming, you know, person who just, you know, educate yourself. Bro, we dead ass live in the greatest time, you know, to educate ourselves. I mean, God bless the internet, literally. And yo, shout out to the people in the Think Better for providing this, this space. This is actually a dope booth, a solo booth, that only one person can sit here and speak. And so, you know, this booth has been calling my name. So I'm thinking I'll have to put my sticker somewhere on here. But, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing being alive, honestly. And it's amazing being alive because there's a lot of people who are dead right now, who are not with us, you know. And shout out to, you know, some of them, my peoples in high school. We just couldn't see, I don't know, but it's not my question to question the dead, right? It's my question to question the people who are alive and making sure that they do the right thing. So, through our society, how do most people influence people or influence other people? Because the other day, you know, I almost had like a panic attack because I was analyzing the mentality or the train of thought of the Nazis, who basically considered themselves as superior to other people. And it's not just the Nazis, it's, you know, it's throughout history. It's because we have borders, and we have the countries, and we have patriotism and things like that. But it just impressed me. Not impressed me, but like blew my mind that the fact that individuals were able to commit these crimes, you know, throughout their society. You know, to capture so many Jewish people throughout Germany and, you know, throughout other countries as well. Literally created an entire world war. But that idea actually, you know, because you can defeat an enemy, you can defeat an army, you can defeat anything, right? But ideas, you know, for you, how can you defeat an idea? If I plant an idea into you right now, nobody knows that you have that idea. Nobody knows that you think that you are superior to other people. It's just in your mind. But it just scares me, like the fact that, you know, I still see Nazi signs throughout this country. And of people who just consider themselves, you know, above me. So I wonder, how can you defeat it? Because, I mean, it's only a matter of time before we all mingle with each other. And my babies have babies with your babies, and we all like intertwine throughout this entire country. And that's what, you know, most white people are afraid of, actually. That their entire country is slipping away from them because of the immigration. It's so ironic. I love it. You know, the fact that, you know, white people immigrated here, and that, you know, the continuous amount of people that immigrate here. So, for example, myself, and we make this country our country because it's just, this is America, bro. America is supposed to be the land of opportunities for everyone. Anyone who works hard, puts in the effort. Look, man, if you broke, facts. If you broke, it's because you want to be broke. And if you really put your mind into it, you would take 10 minutes of your time after this podcast. and educate yourself in at least the stock market, or at least educate yourself on like how money works, how to save 10%, what is an FHA loan, how can I build wealth, you know, so many things, bro. We live in the greatest era of humanity. For real. The greatest era of humanity. And yes, there's still a lot of wars, but we just continue moving forward. Making sure that we continue to bring the peace everywhere we go. And just love, man. Love conquers hate, for real. Love literally trumps hate. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, I've been listening to Dr. Miles Monroe, and he's so inspirational, man. He's very educated. He talks about how, you know, it's a job. There's a difference between a job and a purpose. And what is your purpose? Why are you here? Why am I here? Are we here to just pass through? Why are we here to do something good? Because there's a gift inside of every single one of us. I know what my gift is. I'm literally doing my gift, which is speaking and just providing value to people who actually take the time to listen to me. But that's my gift. What's yours? We all make the world better by following our gifts. And yes, I understand that we live in an economical world where we have to work. We have to have a job. But even if you work 40 hours per week, like, you still have a lot of times. You get out at 5 o'clock. What's your passion? What's your gift? Do you like to paint? You like to draw? You like to do podcasting? Yo, you know what? You know, all the shout-outs that I do, they're not sponsored. Like, nobody pays me for this because I just hate advertisement. But I'm really going to give a shout-out to Anchor because they really made podcasting extremely easy. And so if you have a podcast and you want to collaborate with me, yo, shoot me an email or shoot me a text. Hit me up through WhatsApp, lo que sea, Instagram. So I'm willing to talk. I love to talk. Well, I don't really like to talk. I like to listen. I like to hear other people. But sometimes I like to talk. If somebody walked by right now, they'll probably think I'm psychotic. But it's okay. Hello, FBI. Yo, I think this is gonna be, I don't know, I'm low-key enjoying this. Damn, but I actually wanna take, like, a moment to discuss, like, a tragedy that happened recently here in Utica of an individual who passed away, was murdered by her boyfriend. Such an odd story. I'll give the indications of the actual article later. But I don't know. It was about this guy who actually committed the murder and then started posting pictures on certain social medias. Is that what we have gotten? Is that where we have what we have become? That we literally want to post, like, our, you know, I mean, like, I know he must have been shitting his pants afterwards. Like, yo. It's probably my last moment of freedom. But what do you think should happen to people who commit murder? Some people, they should say they should be killed. Other people say that to give them a second chance. It's tough, man. But you make your own choices. And, but I just, you know, I try to live a life where I try to avoid committing murder as much as possible, including even if I have to, even if I vote or I express myself through my politicians or, you know, through my government and my activist groups. Yo, shout out to Citizen Action. You know, murder is insane. You're literally just taking somebody else's life. But we should try to make as much peace as possible. I mean, everybody should pay for their sins or pay for their crimes. But I mean, this current prison system is insane, though. I would just go insane if I was in jail. I mean, if I were, you know, knock on wood for real, because if this whole thing, you know, I don't think that was wood. This is wood. Anyways, if I was in prison, bro, yo, just send me books. For real. Just send me books. I just hope I go to somewhere where that allows me to use the library. I was watching the Ted Bundy tapes. Yo, that guy, Ted Bundy, it's such a weird story, man. Like, nothing could really, I mean, I haven't finished all the tapes, but so far, I think we're like in episode 6 or 7 on Netflix. Yo, Netflix has definitely taken over, but I'll tell you a story after that, after this. But anyways, this story with Ted Bundy is such an interesting story, because he was literally in, basically in the, I mean, how often do you hear the name Ted Bundy? Well, I think his name was like Theodore something Bundy. But anyways, and like, he continuously claimed that he did not commit it. But I wonder if he committed it. So I think I gotta finish the season. Anyways, but yeah, but Netflix, yo. So according to what I've read, Netflix once went up to Blockbuster. Yo, you guys remember when Netflix used to be like a little envelope that they send you the disc in? Oh my god. In your mail. It used to be like, fucking me, I'm gonna give it back to you. I'm gonna keep this. Damn. Good times, good times. But now, this is better times, man, for real. And so Netflix one time went to Blockbuster, and they was like, yo, so what's up? You trying to buy us? They laugh at them. And like, what the fuck is Blockbuster, bro? You probably ask any like, child now. Or any, like, I'll probably ask my brother Omar. I wonder if he's listening to this. I'll probably ask him, bro, what's a Blockbuster? He probably won't know. Maybe. 17. But it's such an interesting story, though, how... So in reality, life is just waves, man. And what you want to prepare, you know, and as I finish this, as you want to prepare yourself as you continue throughout your life, you want to know, you know deep inside that really good times are going to come and really bad times are going to come. So make sure you have all the financial preparations for when the bad time comes. Even if you are doing your businesses, even if you're doing anything in life, make sure you don't overextend yourself throughout life and be patient. Patience is the key. My friends, shalom, assalamu alaikum, cuídense, los quiero. I've been practicing French, but I can't really say it. But anyways, salute. Arrivederci. Much love, my people. Be easy. Peace out.